Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Engineer Eddie, Girl Scout cookies, and a joke of the day. It's all coming up right after this.
High five myself, no friends.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Also working somewhere in the building, it's our new staff member, Eddie.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Josh had a technical issue.
What?
It's an electronic issue.
Now, I insist.
Eddie had to go under Josh's desk and move the extension cord a foot.
Yeah, thank you, Eddie.
Might have, probably could have done that yourself, Josh, maybe.
Oh, there's no doubt I could have, yeah.
Moved your right.
And by the way, nobody's happier than me that Eddie's working here. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean you, of course, you're happier, but I mean you're happier. If you start introducing Eddie, you need to introduce Jeff and Dean.
And Mike Mark.
There are mornings he does.
Who?
Oh, that man that brings coffee sometimes.
Yeah.
Would never ask someone to bring coffee. I'm perfectly capable of getting my own.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yesterday I watched him hand you a grape soda.
Yeah, and you did ask him because I overheard you say, could you go to the back and get me a grape
That's
soda?
That's because I hurt my knee.
And how'd you hurt your knee?
Well, that is Mike Mark.
Okay. Yes.
Yesterday I had a good laugh with Eddie. Poor bastard. I walked to the back because I was grabbing my dad a grape sparkling water. And Eddie goes, hey, man, I'm hearing you on the radio. You're sounding really great. And I go, oh, well, thanks. I appreciate that. But right now I'm doing my real job, which is grabbing my dad's soda water. So I'll see you later.
I never do that. I just happen to have a bad knee. Right now.
How'd you hurt your knee, buddy? Playing pickleball?
No.
Which knee is it?
It's a long story.
Your right knee?
Your left knee?
Or your penis? Did I do it right?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Close enough.
Maybe go back to the rich joke. That'll fly.
Oh, we had an email about that. Dear Chick, I, for one, love your running joke with Josh. Josh's mom, the quip about Josh's rich mother, it's way funnier than that Deland DeSee turd that Tom forces us to listen to. We should rank our running jokes. Do we have?
No, the rich jokes. Now, we have a lot to get to. We've got nothing accomplished today. Oh, sorry.
That's not fair. You can't do that.
No, you can't do that.
Cleveland State won the Horizon.
I can answer the phone. I can't.
It stopped ringing. They hung up.
I didn't hear a thing. I ain't answering it.
Josh.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hi, Donnie.
Can't kick you long. That phone rang forever.
Sorry.
Sorry, buddy.
We had it muted,
sir. You better get your knee checked out, too, because your knee, you're nothing without your knee. I had Tommy John surgery on both my knees. Hey, you remember the other day when I called you guys and told you how come I hated spring because of birds?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, can I add to that list?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's Girl Scout cookie time again.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And they got me coming out of the supermarket yesterday.
Yep.
You know, I tried to tell a little brat pack I only had a charge card. It normally works. You know, I said, I can't buy any. I only got a card. They whip out one of them card scanners right in my face. I swear to God. Now, they're more advanced than Dillard's. These little cookie mafiosos basically cornered the entire market now. You know, it's to the point, if you don't buy a box, you'll wake up with a dozen do-si-dos on a pillow next to you instead of a horse's head.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Because turning down Girl Scout cookies is harder than passing up using your neighbor's unprotected Wi-Fi. You know, because, well, everybody knows it's just a pyramid scam. And then there's the fact that I love to eat them damn cookies.
Uh-huh.
But the fact remains, Christy, I did the math on it. If I bought just one box from every Girl Scout who asked me,
yes,
last year I would have spent over $97,000, $97,458.
That's a lot of people, you
a
know.
A lot of cookies,
they're only
too.
$4 a box.
Well, but you know what? I added it up, Tom. I mean, I did all the math with my hand abacus. So
you mean your fingers?
Yeah, I got a finger for you. Right here.
Okay.
Pretty good. The only people I don't have trouble turning down are the Girl Scouts' parents who try to sell cookies for their kids.
Mm.
You know? I mean, I've seen order forms on the break room table this week. So if I buy Janice's kids' cookies, then I got to buy Trevor's kids, too, or I look like a dick. You know, back in my day, parents didn't sell your fundraising stuff for you. They want nothing to do with it.
Sure.
Hey, you're the one who won't play Little League, Donnie. Now go out and bug your neighbors with your overpriced candy bars.
Mm-hmm.
Leave me hell out of it. My mom, Phyllis, would never do my work. Then they got these kids, you know, with unrealistic goals now, telling them if you sell 40,000 boxes, you get a free trip to Disney. Get the kids all hyped up. Then the parent has to deal with the disappointment on the back end when they're kid only scalps 20 boxes because they got the social skills of a young, strung-out Charlie Shane. Swear to God.
Hard to make sales.
Well, you got to give the Girl Scouts their dues. No one's perfected the nonprofit sales racket like the Girl Scouts have.
I agree.
And they really outdo the Boy Scouts. My idiot cousin Lonnie was in Boy Scouts. He used to have to sell popcorn.
Mm.
And no wonder why they can't make as much. Popcorn's a free mineral that comes from the ground, you know?
Okay.
But next time I leave the supermarket, I'm just going to have to give a good head fake and zigzag back to my truck and get me again. And get your knees checked, Tom. I'm going to go.
Thanks for it.
I haven't had a Samoa in over a year. Oh.
I think they should start selling fireworks.
So good.
Now, where was I?
Oh, that's an interesting concept.
Wait a minute, fireworks.
Hear me out on this.
Girl Scouts selling fireworks.
Yeah, the Boy Scouts with the popcorn. What if they sold fireworks?
Yeah.
Well, they're not legal in every state.
Legal schmeagle. Come on, let's talk about raising some money for the Scouts. Come on.
I love the tag-along cookies. I ate a whole sleeve of those
Samoas
the other night. Oh, my goodness.
Wouldn't you like to buy a tag-along and four bottle rockets?
I don't know. I think I'm fine with the tag-along.
You poo-poo this side. This is a million-dollar idea.
My favorite Girl Scout cookie is I walk into the market, I look at them, and then I go in and buy some Chips Ahoy.
Oh, so you're not supporting the Girl Scouts.
You're that crabby bastard, aren't you?
Oh, my gosh.
I go, lesson one in capitalism, babe.
Just admit the Girl Scout cookies are overrated.
Tag-alongs are not.
Samoas are not.
I think tag-alongs are, what are the ones, the chocolate and the peanut butter in the middle?
Those tag-alongs.
Are those tag-alongs?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Samoans the one I like.
I'd buy fireworks.
Yeah, Samoas.
Somebody, you Samoas. Put bonus fireworks with those cookies, it's going to skyrocket.
You love fireworks.
I do, yeah.
I also saw there was another one of those deals where the girls set up in front of a pot shop.
Yeah, and the guy came out and bought all the boxes and made the parents all pissed off. Did
pretty
you see
good.
That?
Pretty smart, though.
Yeah, pretty funny idea.
Yeah, but it said you're not teaching our kids about how to sell cookies. We were trying to teach them, economy and blah, blah.
No, they're teaching them how to sell cookies because the guy bought them.
Yeah, I know. All of them.
Gosh, that's so...
Yeah, I know.
It's exhausting. Great, good.
Good.
Hey, I guess you got your reefer merit badge there, Billy.
Yeah.
I can roll a joint better than anybody.
You put it right next to your child labor badge because that's what you're doing when you're selling these cookies.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Cleveland State Vikings won the Horizon League basketball tournament last night, beating the Oakland Golden Grizzlies 80-69. Thus, the Cleveland State Vikings, Tom, are headed to the NCAA tournament.
Just tell us Sunday.
For the first time since 2009.
This is my least favorite sports week of the year.
Well, people who win the tournament, automatic bid, okay?
Huh?
Yes. If you win your tournament, you go to the, it's an automatic bid, and then the at-large bids, and then there's
just
the
tell me who's playing when they start.
And what's extra the, and large,
when still, do they
I,
start?
I still don't get the play-in
next,
games.
Next Monday and Tuesday they have the
play-in games. Why don't
the first four,
either pick 64
that?
Or don't.
This year,
right. First four?
This year the tournament starts on a Friday instead of the usual Thursday.
Is this Friday?
Well, how?
No, next Friday.
Well, that don't make no sense. It doesn't start on Thursday? All right. Well, I'd like to refer to you to the Wilt Chamberlain incident of 2021.
Yeah, you might want to double check that.
We're gonna get to the bottom of this. It's gonna happen.
Go Fin Foxes.
Go ahead. What?
What are the Fin Foxes?
That was Cleveland State's original name.
The Fin Foxes.
Yeah, the Fin Foxes.
Fin Foxes.
How do you
Fin?
Do you know that from when you were a kid in Cleveland?
Yeah.
Like
Fin
Fin.
What does that mean?
Fin.
Cleveland State used to be called Fin College. FENN.
And oh, by the way, the NBA All Star Game this year, the 2021 edition, the smallest TV audience ever.
Well, that's because Meghan and Harry were
5.94 million viewers. The only time it's ever failed.
They share an audience
to draw 6 million.
I'm just telling you.
7 million.
The Meghan and Harry thing shared an audience with the Liars Club.
Okay, relax.
5.94 million viewers, 3.1 overnight rating. There you go.
It's pretty bad.
And that's sports, I promise. No more.
Thank you.
Oh, you want me to play this game? Okay, sorry.
Boy, that was a relief. Thank you. It's like I stopped waterboarding. Yeah.
So when do the play-in games start?
If I remember right, I don't think they're having those this year.
Oh.
But check, double check.
I'm not in this because Ace knows all.
So. I know for a fact it starts on Friday. Then.
There you go.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's see now. We had a request earlier.
Yes.
You had something about Aruba in the news. What was that again?
I forget.
Aruba, Jamaica.
Don't you want
to Ace, I think you're wrong. According to the NCAA brackets, here's the schedule. Selection Sunday, 6 p.m. We all know that.
That's Sunday, not Tuesday.
First four, 4 p.m. start on Thursday, March 18th.
Are those play-in games or is that the real deal?
Is that the play-in game?
Those
all right.
The first four.
And the tournament starts Friday.
First round starts on Friday.
With 68?
Well, no, the tournament starts
Thursday.
Never mind. This happens every time you open your mouth.
Those are play-in games.
This is so.
But it's still part of the tournament.
You need to either tell a joke or go out in the hall. It's up to you. It's absolutely up to you. I'll leave it up to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the challenge.
Yes! Now
the challenge,
we got something.
The challenge will be met. Let's see how funny the rich joke is. Go ahead, Ace.
Well, check my get this.
Yeah, that's it. That's why I'm not laughing. I don't get them.
What's the difference between ignorance and apathy?
I don't know and I don't care.
You're correct.
That is funny.
I told you get it.
That's a good joke.
Nailed it.
Stop ruining jokes.
Tom, now will you do something? Anything.
That was an excellent joke, Ace.
Your
delivery was so good that it...
You know what? Why don't you give him a raise and send him away like you do everybody else? How about that?
You see my list of people I want dead? I left that in my desk yesterday. Okay, thank you very much, Ace. That was a very, very fine joke.
I might cut your payroll.
Coming up, that's Christy Lee from the
Yes, there she is.
Just renamed Navy Federal Credit Union Jungle Room.
Yeah, baby.
Christy has her
safari shirt on
I
today.
I love that, Christy. That looks Thanks. So great.
Does See if you can bounce your boobs to this rhythm.
Oh, I can't. Sure you can. I mean, I'd have to use my hands.
Will you try?
Josh, I...
Can't you see how upset he is?
Christy, I think we should have Josh try it.
Why don't you... Try mine?
No. Don't try his.
Do you remember the one and only time you mentioned that topic on the air, he cursed? Don't you remember that?
Sorry. Oh,
what is that?
I like that.
Is this Lionel Hampton?
Oh, the tribes are getting restless, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry.
I like those vibes.
Okay, now...
I am buying a Cleveland State t-shirt. Leave me alone.
Are you really?
sure am.
The Finn Fritters or the
how many
Vike Vikings
team shirts do you own, Chick?
Shut up, Christy. Boy, I hope a lion doesn't attack you out there in the safari.
If we got a lion,
that'd be horrible.
Do you remember this news story last year about, or maybe it was 2 years ago, about the perfume
that was attracting?
It was attracting. Was it tigers?
I think so.
And it was some relatively common.
Yeah, it was like Calvin Klein or something, wasn't it?
And I thought it was celebrity endorsed, and it was a woman on a running trail in Florida, right?
I think you're right.
Was it?
That sounds familiar.
Be careful what kind of perfume you wear in the jungle. Once again, Christy taking Friday off. She's going on safari.
Yep.
Oh.
Somewhere in Florida.
She's going to get a pet tiger, like Tiger King.
No, I'm not.
Get an alpaca down there?
I'm not going.
You going to Florida?
Big Cats Wild for Calvin Klein Cologne. I was correct. Ooh. Yeah.
Was it a Sarah Jessica Parker thing?
Apparently it attracts wild animals and wild cats and other animals, according to the world. What is this? I'm sorry. I'm trying to read. And Wildlife Conservation Society. The admitted researchers have been using the popular cologne to draw animals in for remote camera setups in the wilderness. That's how they get them close to the cameras. Huh.
I'll be daggone.
What is it in that perfume that's doing that?
I have no idea.
Huh.
Pat Thomas, general curator of the Wildlife Conservation Society's Bronx Zoo, came up with the unusual cologne attracting technique. He settled on Calvin Klein Obsession for Men after discovering the zoo's tigers, snow leopards, and cheetahs were drawn to it more than any other commercially produced scent. The big cats rub, sniffed, pawed, and otherwise thoroughly enjoy the designer cologne.
Wow. Now, Josh, I know it's been your experience to attract cougars.
Sure.
You lay on the Old Spice pretty heavy. Were you ever a cologne guy?
Did no,
you
never.
Fall for the commercials?
Oh, God, I
have like an allergy to it.
I would ladle Brute on.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with a man wearing cologne? I like cologne.
Oh, I just have
both Josh
reaction.
And I can't stand any cologne or perfume.
Well, I know. What about on women?
Yeah, I still get a reaction.
In it's small doses. And if they're wearing, what's that stuff, patchouli, I have to leave the building. That's pretty bad. So, you know, I've been doing enough Grateful Dead shows. We are all supposed to post a really embarrassing picture of ourselves. And I'm trying to find mine. I don't know what I'm looking for.
I think I'm the only one that truly answered the bell.
You did. And
Jessica Alsman did.
You have a picture of yourself when you were how old?
10.
And it's you and your dad.
Yep.
Who's, I mean, your dad, this really good looking guy, pompadour, slender.
Now, hang on a second. You say my father's a really good looking guy with some sort of surprise and wonder in your voice.
Both of your parents were attractive, Chick.
No, you're half right. That
Mom was cute.
I turned into what you see in front of you today. Is that what you're saying?
A very handsome man.
Are very
you saying
handsome.
I'm not a good handsome? You hear what Willie said about me in the old folks' home?
What did I say?
I'm going to clean up. Remember that?
You are really going to clean up at the old folks' home. And you're going to be on 10 different prescriptions. You don't know what's what. Oh, I can't wait.
You know, I think Josh is going to clean up in the old folks' home.
Is that right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Catching up for lost time.
I'm thinking about retiring real early.
Yeah.
Are you?
Joshy, I can't help it, Joshy. I watched you lapping up that pudding. That's some pretty nice tongue action.
I got some pudding you can lap up.
That was always Chick's dream as soon as he turned 55. Gabby was going to move into one of those adult living places.
And be the bully.
Yeah.
Hey, Leonard.
Shoving people in
Leonard. Leonard, yeah. You're done with that butterscotch pudding, aren't you?
Actually, yeah. No. I
like to get up from the table a little hungry. Let me have that. Yeah. That's right.
You got a little notebook.
Go to your room, Leonard.
If you want to use the ramp, you're giving me the pudding.
It's that simple. That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in an oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.